Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Thursday, February 26th. My February is getting away from us, right? Only about, today and then two more days, and then we're into the month of March. That just don't seem real, does it? Well, friend, I appreciate you listening on the radio today, and I mean that, and I count it an honor that you would listen. I want to say that we're in this project on reaching America with the gospel. I'm asking 1,000 people across America to think about supporting GBI $10 a month. All right, maybe some of you could do more than that. Some of you could give $100 a month, and whatever the Lord lays on your heart, maybe your church could give a one-time love offering. And I want to go on some new radio stations and get the gospel out. Now, as weeks go by, as they come, I'm going to update you on the new stations we're going on, if we take on any internet things, whatever we get ready to do. And we're going to try to get the gospel out in some new areas. Amen. And I certainly appreciate what the Lord has done in our radio ministry. I never dreamed as a young preacher I'd be going where I'm going today by radio. Cities, Clarksville, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm in Hickory, North Carolina, Madisonville, Kentucky, Greenville, South Carolina. I mean, you name it. Man, we're going a lot of places, and God's blessing that. And I appreciate it. In Knoxville, Tennessee, amen, and almost down to Chattanooga, amen, around Sweetwater, Athens, that area. I appreciate that. God is so blessed, amen, and even up and around Sneedville, and appreciate the Duck Creek Baptist Church up there, amen, for letting us be on their station. And I think we were on a lot of stations. And I praise the Lord for what God's doing, friend. I'm not on the radio for your money. I'm on the radio to try to see somebody get saved. You know, there's some little kid out there, 9 years old. His daddy and mama's a drunk, just like my daddy was a drunk. And he's waiting on somebody to come by and win him to Jesus. Or he might be a little old 17-year-old boy like I was, listening to the radio, and he might hear some preacher, and hopefully you'll hear our broadcast, and stir him to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was in a meeting several years ago now. An evangelist got up from the Hickory, North Carolina area. I did not know the young man. He said, "It's good to have Brother Cawthorn here." When he said that, my ears perked up. And I looked toward the pulpit, and he said, "Brother Cawthorn, you don't know this, but I listened to you as a young boy. And now that man's preaching the gospel." I tell you, that makes me feel good. Amen. Thank God right there. Amen. That's worth the rabbit being in 40 acres of carrots and the farmer on a permanent vacation. Amen. Well, if you want to know more about this project, amen, just go to give us a call at Gospel Broadcasting here, or you send your check to GBI, and we'll give you the address here at the end of the broadcast. I got to get into this message on Joshua, bringing many souls unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. That's talking about Jesus Christ and the death on the cross. You know what? Jesus went to the cross. He died for me, amen, to make it perfect. Amen. My general, my captain loved me so much in this warfare. Now, most captains and generals, they may die for their soldiers in battle. But my captain and general died before it ever started. He started it right there at Calvary and died for me. Now, I'm in the battle. But I've got one that's already died for me. He's already set the example. He's already suffered. By the way, old child of God, what makes you believe that you're not going to have to suffer? This charismatical cherry pie Christianity, as I call it, amen, or maybe I'll start calling it that, amen, it's not going to do any good. Listen, my friend, you're going to hit some bumps and stumps, amen. You're going to have some trouble along the way. And if you serve the Lord, if you're saved by the grace of God, hey, you're going to get sick like everybody else. Amen. You're going to have a headache like everybody else. Can I just tell you to humble you a little bit? Your feet stink like everybody else's, okay? Your nose runs like everybody else's. Amen. I hate to say that on the radio like that, but let me tell you something. Some people just think they're so much better than everybody else. Amen. Let me tell you something. We're all in God's army. Amen. And if you're saved by the grace of God, there's no big I's and little U's. No, sir. No, sir. We're all God's. Amen. Now, if you notice in Joshua 5:14, the Bible said, "And he said, Nay, but as captain," this man appeared to Joshua over there, and we may preach on that later. I don't know if we will or not when we get there. I have no idea whatever the Holy Ghost says. But 5:14 says, "And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? Now, let me stop right there. You know what? Joshua's getting ready to be the greatest general. The greatest general that ever lived. He's getting ready to conquer the Canaan land. And Jesus showed up to him in chapter 5 of the book of Joshua. And Joshua reverenced him. Joshua came under full obedience, realizing that he had to do it. There was a physical side. Yes, they had to go out and fight. But there's also a spiritual side to it. They had to do it God's way. You know, America's boasting right now, as of the time I'm recording this message, about her great military might. And I want to say something about that. We're not giving God too much glory right now, are we? We're talking about our weapons and how many weapons we've got that can blow people off the map. Well, you know, there might be another country that's got as many as we got that can blow us off the map. Brother, let me tell you what America's doing is she's forgetting God. We've kicked God out of our schools, out of our universities. We've kicked him out of our towns. We've kicked him out of our counties. I mean, it's a sad thing that people have had to spend God's time. It's a sad thing. I know a pastor or two that had to spend God's resources. Amen. I mean, listen, when they could have been pastoring their churches, but they've had to fight for what's right. You know why? Because the counties and the towns voted God out a long time ago. I know one at least has done that. Amen. Give his life. And I appreciate that. I thank God for it. But let me say this to you. It shouldn't have had to been that way. God should never have been kicked out of America. Amen. But now, if we kick him out of the military and we say, all right, God's not even in the military anymore, and we don't give him the glory for the battles that are won, you reckon how long God's going to hang around? Now, some folk believe that God's going to rapture the church before America does in his suffering. I can't tell you that, friend. I can't tell you that. But I'm talking about spiritual warfare. Joshua was a spiritual soldier. Now, let me give you another thing about a soldier. A soldier is to forsake. Now, he's got to do some forsaking. A soldier, and I want to get over there where I need to be, all right? A soldier is to forsake the outside world for his military duty. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Now, that says a lot right there. You can't fight God's battles and live in the world. Amen? Some of you that are saved, you're born again. Now, I love you, and I don't want to say anything mean or ugly or hateful to you, but you don't fight God's battles. Oh, you think somebody talking hateful to you is a battle. You've never been through anything. You don't yet. That's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about spiritual battles, brother. Let me tell you something, that may be a little battle, it could be a little battle, but you've never fought if you ever fought battles on the scale that some great men of God have fought, amen, fight a battle on a scale like Lester Orloff fought. Fight a battle on the scale like John Bunyan fought. His little daughter come to him and said, Mama's dying, Daddy. She's dying. We're cold. We're hungry. Would you come home? And the license was laying right there at the door. And John Bunyan said, the state of England will not license me to preach the gospel. No man's going to license me to do that. And he told the guard, he said, if I get weak, and if I reach my hand down there to get that license, you take your sword and cut my hand off. That's what John Bunyan told the guard. Amen. Listen, friend. I want to tell you something. Won't you listen to me? We don't have any great men today like that. We need some men. God's looking for some spiritual men today. I think about the spiritual men. I told my wife the other day, the younger preachers just don't have what the older men had. Oh, we love to read after them. We love to quote them. But I want to ask you a question. When are you going to be one of them? Well, young man, when are you going to be a Dr. Seidler? Young man, when are you going to be a Dr. Oliver Green? Young man, when are you going to be a Roloff or a Howells or a Malone or a Robinson? Let me say this. You'll never be that way with your contemporary music and your contemporary dress and your lack of the fear of the Lord. You'll never be that way, friend. You'll never be that way marketing the gospel. You'll never be that way. Listen, you've got to do what they did. Get on your knees in prayer. Get in the Bible. Realize the Word of God's the authority. Fight the battles of God. Now you say, preacher, you done made some people mad. Well, Dr. Sammy Allen said, if you get mad, you ain't 100% sure you're right. I ain't mad. I hope you ain't mad. Amen. But we need to be a patriots. We need to be patriots for God's army, don't we? Why, some of us have lost our victory in God's army. Well, preacher, we're living in such a sad day. Nobody else is going to get saved. We've just got to go hold the fort. I'm going to tell you, if I believe that hogwash, I'm going to tell you what I'd do. I'd quit spending the thousands of dollars that I spend every year to be on radio. I'd close this ministry down. I'd go get me a job somewhere, amen, doing something if I had to work on third shift, amen, packing beanie weenies in a can or something, amen. I mean, I'd do something honorable somewhere. I'd close this thing down, close my Bible, never preach another lick, amen. But I don't believe that. I believe we can still see revival. I believe we can still see God move. You say, well, what's the problem? You and me? Me and you? We ain't where we ought to be with God. If we'd fast and we'd pray and we'd get a hold of God, you'd see more done right there than you would. Well, I've converted to a conservative. Well, that's wonderful that you converted to a conservative. I'm glad. But and I, by the way, I'm conservative in my views. But conservatism is not what we need in this country. What we need in this country is God. We need salvation. We need the gospel. Listen, you think the gospel wouldn't clean Chicago up? Amen. I mean, the gospel cleaned that woman at the well up. The gospel cleaned that woman in adultery up. The gospel cleaned old Zacchaeus the crook up. The gospel cleaned the leper. The gospel cleaned old blind Bartimaeus. The gospel cleaned that man they let down through the roof. The gospel cleaned the apostle Paul. And he was a mean man putting people into prison. And yet he turned to God. You think the gospel? Oh, you say, preacher, oh, I'm talking about the gospel. But listen, I'm not just talking about preaching the gospel. I'm talking about preaching the gospel in the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, there's a difference. I tell you what's happening to us. We have to have in our sermons, in our messages, amen, we have to have the power of the Holy Ghost when we preach. We have to. And if we're not going to have the, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. According to the power. Amen. Not that God's going to just do this exceeding abundantly thing and this out of the blue. Woo, he's going to just do all this stuff. No, it's done according to the power that worketh in you. Remember what Nathanael said? He believed the Lord because the Lord saw him under the fig tree. And the Lord said, greater works than these shalt thou see. And Nathanael was in for a big surprise. Amen. Just wait till he's seen God feed the 5,000 and the 4,000. Just wait till he's seen God calm the sea on the ship. Just wait till he's seen God come walking on the water. Boy, he's in for a big surprise. I mean, he was in for a big surprise. Amen. He believed God just because God said, I saw you under the fig tree. Boy, God said, greater works than these, you'll see. Let me say this to you. We need some great works done in our day. And it's good to talk about Sattler and Green and Robinson and Lee Robertson and all these men that did great things and built great. It's good to talk about them. It's good to talk about Moody and Sunday. It's good. I'm not going to say it's not. It's good. It's good. It's good. But where's it at for our day? Where's our spiritual warfare? Brother, we got more devil in this day. I mean, the demons of hell are fighting two times more than they were 50 years ago. I mean, every demon's on duty. No demon sleeps. Amen. No devil sleeps. Every devil, every demon's on duty. And it's our job not to be entangled with this world and fight. Now, let me give you this. A soldier cannot have his own orders. Matthew chapter number 16, verse 24, the Bible said, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. A soldier cannot have his own orders. He can't do it. Luke 22:42 says, this is Jesus saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You know what Jesus is setting an example there? Well, friend, I come to the end of the radio broadcast for Thursday, February the 26th, and I left you talking about our project, our Reaching America with the Gospel. If you'd like to give on that project, then you make your check to GBI. Our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You can give also by the debit or credit card by calling our offices, 336-356-1560. That's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. Join us for the Friday broadcast. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine.
line to the hump.